how to deal with crazy people. Mark 5, verse 1. We're going to go all the way to verse 20, but we're going to talk about how to deal with crazy people. Anybody, I know we classroom style. Can anybody tell me anything you know about this story, the man in the tombs, Legion? It's amazing because he's really not named. Mm-hmm. He's named after his affliction, but by the time the story is over, he's not afflicted anymore, so we don't know what to call him. Y'all got me? Mark 5 is packed with that, because even in 5, the next story, the woman with the issue of blood, we call her that, but that ain't her name. Right. Y'all with me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but by the time her story is over, she ain't got no issue, no. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? So you have to watch what you call people, because sometimes you call them by what they used to be. All right. I'm talking about how to deal with crazy people. You seem crazy calling somebody by something they used to be. Come on, somebody. They used to be your secretary, now they're your boss. So you. Come on. You get that right quick. All right. Okay. So somebody read for me. We're just going to read verse by verse. Before we get into it, I want to talk about the realness of mental illness. Most of us were brought up in a time and houses and things that this was kind of a far out discussion. We didn't talk about that, you know, something wrong with that, you know. If that was in somebody else's family, you just called them slow and kept on moving. And if it wasn't too specific, you tried to beat it out of them. Come on, y'all. I'm talking about you. But that mental illness, you know, that boy's slow, and you, I'ma speed him up.
Yep.
Come on, that's mental illness. The problem most of the time is that the church historically has drawn a line between belief in God and the allotment for clinical help. Am I making sense? They made issues with you where you couldn't go and get some help.
Right.
You know, you got something going on, but you need to pray. Yeah. Okay, but I do need to talk to somebody though. Yeah. Can I get some strategies? Because most of us can't find biblical principles about everything that you're going through while you're going through.
Amen.
It's easy to find it when you ain't going through that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you crying and praying and praying and crying, you ain't trying to look up no formula for success. Okay, I'm talking about the stuff that we deal with when it comes to mental illness that comes in many forms in our community. Because we've either ignored it on one side or over-spiritualized it on the other. That boy need Jesus. No, he needs some medicine. And then we've even in main African-American homes, we've pushed mental illness on people that were well, by making them sick, by holding stuff that they were underage to be able to maintain.
Right.
With stuff that everybody had not heard before. What happened in this house, stay in this house. Come on, y'all. Whole bunch of people walking free that had mental illness that then put it on a whole nother generation. I know. I could have came with some excitement. I didn't. Because that's not what helps. If we don't recognize what's going on, I'm driving on the way here. Get to the exit at the Feeder Road at 288. African American man. He walking toward my car like we standing on the side of the street with each other. In all black.
Yep.
Now I could have got mad. Why he walking? I know he's sick. Giving him money for food ain't gonna fix his sickness. Cause needing money puts you in a place to get money. He wasn't asking for money. He's standing there about in the middle of the. Cause something in his mind not right. Now we can pray, but he needs to get in some place where he can get some consistent help. Okay, Dr. Williams said it to me and I took it and I liked it, so I keep saying it. Healing comes either immediately, gradually, or eternally. So once you finish praying, if the healing don't come immediate, you ought to have another plan. Yeah, I believed that I was going to get my healing after I preached, and I was sick as a dog Sunday. Went and laid down the rest of the day. I was good and sick. Y'all, I had prayed before I got here. Healing ain't come then. But Monday morning at 10:45, I had a doctor's appointment.
That's right.
There you go.
Watch, I got there at 10. Stayed there past 1. And when I left a note to make sure they called in my medicine so they would tell me they called it in so I wouldn't be
waiting.
I didn't say prayer didn't work. But if that wasn't God's plan to make my healing come, I got another one. Okay. I'm just trying to get us all on the same page, because if you're going to understand how to deal with crazy people, you got to understand that some people really are crazy. They don't even look crazy. It's two types of alcoholics. It's the alcoholic, then they call it the functioning alcoholic. That means that they can drink as much as you drink, but they still going to work. And most of us know people that are functioning crazy. Eh? You know that that's crazy. You ever had somebody tell you something and they smiling and you sitting there thinking, why did you even think that was okay? I go to counseling. My counselor told me something that really blessed my life. I don't even know if she was saved or not. I never asked. She said, once you stop being crazy, you'll be able to recognize who really crazy. That shook me, y'all. Okay, let's get off. I wanted to kind of give us an overview to understand why we're talking about this tonight. And then to understand that this is the time of the year that is statistically where mental illness, depression, stress takes over. It's the most wonderful time of the year for you. But I got a first cousin that mama died on November 29th, so Thanksgiving wasn't that thankful. And Christmas ain't doing too good right now.
Jesus.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
So you can't address everybody the way that.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Mark 5. Somebody help me with that. Mark 5. Let's read verses 1 through 3.
They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tomb to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain.
Okay, Jesus is, Mark 4 is the preacher's caveat for peace be still. Come on, y'all. Everybody here done heard one peace be still sermon. They just got off of peace be still. Jesus gets to the shore, and all he knows is he's walking off the boat, and here comes a man running in at it. King James said he's at the feet of Jesus. But we found out some more about him than what you would see in the natural situation without having any discussion with him. We found out on the backside of that tummy that this man had some spirits in him. But he found his way to Jesus, dog. So when you're dealing with stuff, okay, I would argue that most of us that are in here tonight didn't show up because of the good times in our life. Very rarely do your mountaintops get you to Jesus. It's your low points. It's your valleys. It's the stuff, because that's when the rubber meet the road. And understand that I was in a doctor's office Monday. I wasn't the only one sick. No, I was coughing and wheezing and sneezing. They ain't put me out. Because you come where sick people come. See, that's the problem with church. We get in church and act like they're supposed to have it together. We don't do that here. Why do they do this? Why are they wearing that? This is the hospital, baby. Just where else is they supposed to go? So he's a man with an impure spirit, came from the tombs to meet him. He had the cemetery, seen Jesus get off the boat, and runs and falls at Jesus' feet. Man that lived in the tombs, no one could bind him anymore, not even with chains. Sick people seek Jesus. Okay, let's go to verse 4. For he had often, I'm going to just do 4 because I meant to do 4 with the rest of them. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. I'm talking about how to handle crazy people. Now, this is a man that they couldn't control. Because understand, when people feel like you got a problem, they don't want you really delivered. They just want to be able to control you. They don't really... In Acts, I believe it's Acts 16, the same chapter where we get Paul and Silas prayed and sang at midnight. That's where most preachers start at. Ain't where the story starts at. It really starts in the village. They were walking through the village, and the girl that was a seer, she was a, what's some card reading people call? Fortune teller. She was a psychic. So they was using her to make money. She would go get the money for them by telling people's future. Then she ran into some people that their future looked different than everybody else's, and she started crying out behind them. But watch this, what she was telling about them, these are the messengers from Jesus. What she was saying wasn't a lie, but it made Paul mad because she wouldn't shut up. So he called that demon out of her. And then the people got mad at him, not because of anything besides now we can't make money off her because you've pulled the demon out of her that now we can't get no money. Am I making sense? Because some people don't want you to be delivered. They used to you being crazy. You're their form of entertainment. Another story in recent news. The gospel singer Leandra Johnson had a whole little thing on social media, cussing people out, talking crazy, and doing all of this stuff. And nobody, but it took one friend to call somebody to get her some help. Now they were comfortable with her doing all of that if she was still going sing. Because we can still get some money off of you. Because people don't mind your illness and your issues if they can still profit off of you. I don't mind you being, watch this though. I don't mind you being crazy, but be crazy in the tombs. Don't come to my house with that. Because you're strong enough to break irons and chains. I really don't need you running around my house. Come on, somebody. Okay. Let's start at verse 5, let's go down to verse 7.
Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones.
Okay, stop right there. I'm sorry. I meant to say that. That was in my notes. He was... Yes. Day and night, he crying and cutting himself. Anybody that knows anything about somebody that's crazy or dealing with something, crying and cutting yourself normally don't last long. Because you ain't just cutting yourself. You trying to figure something out to get out of. Okay, they don't have hotlines for practicing. Am I making sense in here tonight?
Yes.
Because these are spiritual things, and I thought I was talking to spiritual people.
Right.
And as possessed as he was, something in him said, I ain't ready to go yet. I'm... Sometimes you have to appreciate that your life didn't get that bad that you was like, let's go all the way out. Huh?
Yeah, right.
And you wanted the day to be over, but your life, you got stuff to do tomorrow.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, I like talking about heaven. I don't know if I'm ready to go yet. I got stuff to do. I didn't see my babies grow up or something.
Yeah.
I can only get so far down. He was crying and cutting himself. Which are two signs that this is not going to be a long-term situation. Okay, let's go to verse 6.
When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
Okay, watch this. I'm really trying to walk us through this situation of dealing with people. Mm-hmm. The man comes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Y'all just finished evangelism, did a whole thing about it Sunday. I was here, I saw it, all of it. You can't, okay, the old saying said it like this. You can't clean a fish till you catch it. Jesus didn't go and holler at the man in the tombs and say, hey, you need to get better. No, but when he came to him, Jesus was ready to deal with the issues that he had going on. And that's the problem with some of us when it comes to ministry, is that we don't realize that you can't clean it if it ain't in your boat. You still reeling it in and somebody else got the scraper leaning over the boat. This is not going to work out well. Somebody finna fall. Am I making sense, y'all? So it's hard to get people, because I had a friend of mine tell me that somebody quit coming to their church because they didn't have church clothes. I said the problem was that was the expectation, because don't no business have a church clothes section. And you can't set these expectations for people that just got here.
That's right.
And expect them to be where you are, like you always been there. Jesus had to wait till the man was at his feet, which we would call at the altar.
Right.
If anytime you at the feet of Jesus, you should be ready for a change. I ain't gonna go there. Okay, so he's at the feet of Jesus. Jesus, and the man says, "Son of the Most High God." I mean, he had to at least recognize something in Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can't get carnal people delivered of spiritual stuff if they don't even know they got a spiritual issue.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm in a whole series on spiritual warfare. I spent 3 weeks talking about recognizing you in the fight. Because people think this is just a life situation. No, baby, you under attack. And if you don't recognize that you're under attack, you fighting people that ain't got nothing to do. You just spewing out this on somebody else. And that's not... Okay, let's keep going. Oh, yeah. Verse
9.
Let's go. Keep going.
Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many."
Okay. What's your name? Who are you? Mm-hmm. Names were very important in the Bible. They told you a lot about the person. So important that most of the people, when God saved Saul, he had to change his name.
Yeah.
I just talked to this last night. When God saved Jacob, he changed his name. Am I making sense?
Right.
Names are important. So what you called and what you answered to normally describes who you are.
Yeah.
Who are you? You don't want to know who I am. There's some stuff in me. It's a lot of us. And we all crazy. We are Legion. Understand this, that Legion was literally a description of a Brooke, a group of fighters. It was, they would go out, and when you would go to war, you would have a legion of people, and it would be the group of people that were with you to achieve that one goal. It was like your command. It was your group. That y'all were so close, they, when the enemy saw you, they wasn't even supposed to be able to tell y'all apart, because y'all just so, because you were one goal, one legion. It's a legion of y'all. It's just, and that's how demons traveled. They traveled in packs, because they had one goal, to mess you up. So if he wanted you, if Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he ain't got but three things he's trying to do. So whichever one he's trying at the moment, he gonna focus all of that on that one thing that he's trying to get accomplished. Through you. He just, that sends you crazy. He gonna put everything in your life to destroy whatever's built you up in that area. Amen. And you saying, "I'm trying to figure out how, what God got going on with me." Pray. And don't, watch this, and don't answer to what you're dealing with. Answer to what God has called you.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going. We almost hit a plot twist.
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned.
Okay, stop. Always be careful of what people that come against you say. Watch this. They said, "Hey, we don't mind leaving him. He just will be using." Understand that spiritual warfare, you just a middle person. The devil don't care about you. He can get off of you, go to somebody else and achieve the same thing he was trying to get.
That's right.
Okay, you ever dealt with somebody and they had a personality trait that wasn't healthy for you, and then you stopped dealing with them, and then next month you meet somebody else and they got that same personality trait?
Yes, Lord.
That's because the devil don't pick one person and make them a perfectionist at that. No, devil use anybody. He's trying to upset God. So he's trying to distract your praise and your worship. And what he does is he keeps sending people. Because the devil says, don't, hey, we don't mind leaving him, but don't push us out the region. Don't push us out the area where we have influence. That's where you get the generational curses from. That's where you get them spirits that you find in families and in situations and in companies that they call it a culture, but you know that's a spirit.
Right.
You walk in and none of the ladies like each other. That's a spirit.
Yes.
Like, don't nobody like each other here? Am I making sense? You ever met a family, everybody divorced? Nobody's married. Everybody just... Like, it had to be a man here sometime. Because that demon just said, "Hey, I'm going to just take this region. I'm going to take this area. And I'm going to not let you see a man, so you don't know how to respect a man." And then that demon gets innate in your child where you're trying to figure out how it got there. But it was a spirit that you let dwell around you.
Amen.
Okay, I'm talking Bible. This is... Don't send us out the region because we got influence here. They know us here. We got friends. You know people that got friends with, they friends with demons, eh? They know that ain't healthy for them, but they gonna, okay. We don't want deliverance, we just want delay. You know, just don't hurt me, but you can keep being crazy. Just don't do that craziness around me. I ain't know he had drugs. Well, if you know he did drugs and he was smelled like drugs, why wouldn't you assume he had them on him? Instead of getting them delivered from the issue, you just, just don't do it around me. That's when you tell a demon, just keep it in the region, but don't. Okay, I'm just, am I making sense? I'm trying to make it as plain as possible.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going. The pigs, watch this, but before we go over there, what the man was comfortable with for a long time, because he had been long enough to have a routine, they say day and night he was in the tombs and in the cave. So he had been, he had built up a routine. They knew where he was going to be at. What he was willing to live with, pig said, this is too much. They killed themselves. They jumped smooth off the cliff. I ain't living with that. Okay, let's keep going.
Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
Here come the crazy people. Yeah, y'all thought he was a crazy man. No, these are crazy people. This man been crazy all this time. And they fine. In their house, they good. Janet, they ain't bothering nobody. Ain't nobody bothering them. Y'all see him close to your time up. He break loose and going on back the way he's supposed to go. But they came out of their house when they seen all of the pigs dying. And said, what's going on? They see Jesus. Who's over there with the Jesus man? Is that the crazy man from the tombs? Somebody put some clothes on him, Tommy. He ain't cutting himself no more. Come on, somebody. No, he was naked running back and forth. How do you know he was naked? Because why would you bring up they got clothes on now? Come on, somebody.
That's right.
They didn't get scared till he got his healing. That's right. It's right here. I ain't making it up. So they ran and got drowned and da da da. When they came, they saw the man with Jesus sitting down in his right mind, and they were
afraid.
How to deal with crazy people? Because you'll realize sometimes that some people did not want to deliver until you won't know it until you get delivered, and then they start acting funny with you.
That's right.
Then we're going to go the rest of this verse by verse.
Okay. I'm sorry. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well.
Watch people that tell your story. Now, if you clothe it in your right mind, what they got to tell your story, what happened to you for? When people showed up, they started saying, I was here. That's it. You know, people always get talkative when it ain't about them. I seen it for myself. Yeah, he was real crazy. No, they got to put you down before they. Your deliverance is just a footnote. We gonna. Okay. When they started telling him, watch this, y'all. This is the dilemma that you have with the church when people are delivered from stuff and get quiet. Because then you don't get to pick the narrative of your story that's being told. Because somebody else is going to tell it from their point of view. And you don't know how they felt about you. Or what they had going on when they saw the story. Or if they was really paying attention when the story happened. Because everybody don't watch TV like I do. I like to watch TV. When I watch TV, I'm looking. I want to know everything that happened. If you walking by and you gonna watch the show with me, but you walking by ain't paying no attention, we ain't gonna watch TV together. I can't talk and watch TV. Because I want to be able to tell the story. Come on, somebody. Now, I ain't there, but I want to be able to tell it like I was there. So the man is in clothing in his right mind. And then the people got afraid and they started telling. And they scared because he got better. But in their fear, they going to tell everybody else what happened. Now, it didn't bother him and his deliverance. But watch this. Bad evangelism will stop those that's coming. Because your story get out. The crowd started growing. Watch this. And the devil, I'm trying to explain to you what this region stuff is. They said, hey, don't send us out the region. Because the devil still got stuff to do. Jesus standing right here. They don't come to talk to Jesus. They came to talk to the folks that was comfortable with the demons before Jesus showed up. Well, I tell people, I don't let everybody sit by everybody. New people, you can't sit by certain people. Don't move over. Don't sit by her. She don't like me, don't. Am I making sense? Because somebody put something in you. You ever had somebody put something in your spirit that you wasn't really worried about till they told you? Then you left stressed out about something that you really. Okay. All right, let's go. That was 16, 17.
Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region.
That word go one more time. That same region that the devil said he didn't want to leave. It's the same region. The people now telling him he got to. Well, Jesus, why would you have to leave? How to deal with crazy people? Put Jesus out. Because crazy always going to want to do crazy. Yeah. I tell people all the time, my favorite villain in comic books and in cartoon was the Joker. I ain't really deal with nobody else. Everybody else, I was for the hero. When the Joker was on, I was team Joker. Because he always taught me something. He ain't never, it was no win for him. Yeah. He ain't had no weakness. Mr. Freeze wanted to protect his wife and all that stuff. I don't worry about all that. The Joker just wanted to see the city burn. Yeah. He's just crazy. He's just laughing and blow a building up just to see the fire. Talking about it was cold outside. That's the kind of stuff that I look at the devil to do. Because that's the kind of stuff he does. He just want to see Rome burn. He don't care what it costs. And he want to see you evicted out because you got stuff going on in your life. Just let me make you lose your job. Why? He don't want your job. I tell people this all the time. The devil after my car. He ain't got no driver's license. He don't need your car. He coming after what it means to you. And then you put Jesus out the region because you saying, Jesus, you ain't did it by now. Jesus, you. And watch this. They affiliated Jesus with who they saw him with, but they judged who they saw him with by who he used to be. When they got there, Jesus was talking to the crazy man. So, Jesus, you crazy? Because you're talking to the crazy man. This can't be Jesus. Oh, this y'all, we're in December. We're finna celebrate the birth. This can't be the Messiah born in Bethlehem. Messiah gonna be in a palace. No stable. Did y'all hear that Joseph said it ain't even his baby? I'm telling you how the devil works. And you trying to figure out how your little situation going to get fixed and figured out. But we put Jesus out the room because he didn't show up looking how we thought he should look. Oh, that was verse 17. Let's go to 18.
As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him.
Okay, the man that started off crazy is the only person trying to go with Jesus. Okay, let me go back to verse 17, end part of verse 17. The people began to plead with Jesus to leave the region. Verse 18, as Jesus was getting into the boat, Jesus ain't finna fight you. Verse 17, they begging him to leave. 18, he gone. Because God's not going to fight you to heal you. God's not going to wrestle with you to make you better. He's going to make better available and keep it available. But if you desire filth and foolishness, the devil will, trust me, the Bible is filled with Christians fighting Christians. History is full of it. They had whole wars trying to figure out how you baptize people. Historically. You should be immersed. No, you shouldn't. They started a whole war fighting between countries behind it. Holy war. The devil ain't never fighting his people. They grouped. They together. Crazy people. Okay, all of us sitting in here can be sane. We all got our situations, but we gonna say we all the same people of the church. One crazy person come in here, they gonna click to the one person that do whatever. If you gossip, the new member that gossip is not your friend. You be like, why does her talk so much? She keep talking to you. You giving her information. Y'all gossip together. Because it's a region. The clique matches for each other. Because what? In school, they had the thing called which one of these don't fit. Sooner or later, you get out of that group if y'all don't fit no more because you got delivered. So you don't gossip no more. So I can't hang with y'all. Because now that gossiping bothers me because I've been delivered. Okay, I'm sorry. 18. The verse, man, Jesus getting into the boat, and the man who had been demon-possessed begged him to go with him. The only person trying to go with Jesus is the man that started off crazy. Because he's the only one, watch this, he's the only one that has had an experience with Jesus. They all saw Jesus, but he had an experience with them. How do you deal with crazy people? Make sure they have an experience with Jesus. Because he's the only one still seeking Jesus after everything has went on. Okay, 19.
Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed.
Watch this. And we through. Verse 20. The man tells his story. People are amazed. Verse 16. The people told the story. And they were afraid. Same story, same situation. Y'all ever seen, I used to like a little mess. So I like to see fights, school fights when I was in school. And it would be funny to me, not just the fight, but the next day, to hear the person that was lost side of the story. It's never the same story. Think of how differently they both saw this situation. The people that were watching this man that they thought was going to take whoever this stranger was that got off the boat. And this man has interrupted his regularly scheduled program, and now he's running to the shore because he's normally between the caves and the tombs. And now he's running to the shore. And why is he breaking his stuff? And they just watched him because people are always attracted and afraid of irregular stuff. That's why they're quicker to call churches cults than to call them spiritual havens for healing and deliverance because they don't understand it. Carnal people will never understand the church. And you try and explain to carnal people what the church means to you, they'll never understand it. Because they're crazy. They think you're crazy. Because they feel like you should have been crazy by now. And if I've been through what you've been through, I wouldn't be going to no church. I don't go to church and I ain't been through that. And you know what you should tell them? I go to church because I went through it. Maybe you couldn't handle the little bit I'd been through. And that's why we come here every day, to see each other, to say, hey, you going to make it. Because sometimes it's the you going to make it from somebody that make you feel like you going to make it. Because this ain't about natural stuff. Because anybody in here besides me understand that, hey, I done been in some stuff where everybody around me seemed fine and thought I was good. But I was screaming on the inside. And I just wanted a hug. They didn't have to do nothing. Just Jesus on the cross is the best example I can give you. Sermon I preach called Alone in a Crowd. Because everybody see you, but nobody know what you're going through. He said this on the cross. It's one of my favorite sayings on the cross. And nobody really likes preaching it because they don't really know why he said it. And I preach it from the point of view. It don't matter why he said it. He said it. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Because that ain't about nobody else. The rest of it, you know, was about people and all of that stuff. This was him and God talking.
Yeah.
And that's most of the time how we are. Like, God, why I got to go through this? Mm-hmm. How to deal with crazy people? Stop being crazy. Because it's easy to realize that you ain't crazy when you stop doing crazy stuff. You know, you ever seen somebody that do what you used to do? Mm-hmm. And they still do it and you trying to figure out what's wrong with them? And most of the time we don't have grace for them people. Because we spend time trying to fight them. You should have got it by now. You should have got it before you got it. You just got it 3 weeks ago. All of my friends, I tell them all the same thing. For whatever point I'm at in my life, in any area of my life, I'm grateful. Because some of their testimonies I don't have. I ain't been put out of no church. Ain't nobody, you know, talk crazy to me. And I had police called on me in the middle of no church service. And no deacons meeting, nobody pulling guns. And it's some stuff you ought to be grateful that you don't have to deal with. And we talk about all of the stuff you go through. I get that, y'all. We all, because you're dealing with it, you know what you go through. Sometimes you ought to see and watch other people tell their stories.
That's right.
And then not out of arrogance, but out of gratefulness, because it could have been you.
Jesus.
You just stop and say, God, I just thank you, because God, if you can heal the man at the tomb, well, you got this. This ain't about me. This is about you. God, you. Am I clear about what we?
Yeah.
Because it's some people that I know would have been here just in passing that I've gotten messages from that would love to be here tonight. Mm. And if life would have allowed them, they would have.
Mm-hmm.
But we show up like, had to come Bible study. You didn't have to. Hmm. You would have stayed at home. But what would you have missed? What is being poured into you? What's the excitement about? Because that's how you, how do you deal with crazy people? Don't become them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Don't get crazy. Getting too confident in what you got going. Because when Jesus does deal with this man, watch this, y'all. Jesus never calls this man what he called himself. He said, what is your name? We are Legion. Come out of this man, you unpure spirit. Never said anything to them. Because when Jesus started talking to you and you start talking that foolish, he talked to that that's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, my mama crazy. My mama real crazy sometimes. And when I like was first became an adult and I'd feel myself, Sherry, I was staying in my own house, paying my own bills. She'll tell me to do something. I don't feel like doing that. She talked to who was talking to her. Little boy, who you talking to? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
But she wasn't talking to an adult son that was taking care of his own bill.
Right.
You know, oh, this is a child talking to me. You ain't gonna never talk to me like that. I don't care how adult and grown you are. You not?
Right.
Am I making sense, y'all? Yeah. That's how I want us to understand. That's how God deals with us. Because when that impure spirit in you shows up, that's what God has to attack. Because that's what you're displaying. And that's what keeps you from being crazy. Because if some of us hadn't been delivered, we'd be a whole bunch of crazy people in there. Some of the stuff you going through, that you done been through. I tell people, you might got a long list of delivery that God done brought you through. Some stuff you're going to take to your grave. I'm an open book. If there's some real small footnotes, then it's some left in the study notes that you want to. You got to get real close to you to hear certain parts of your testimony.
That's right.
Because some stuff you don't trust for that. Ain't that you going back. I just don't want you to know I've been there.
That's right. That's right.
But most of us, that's the stuff that made us. That's why you keep coming. You come back every Sunday. Don't even realize that you're pulling from a testimony from 20 years ago.
Amen.
Maybe it could have been different back then. Maybe God is a keep. You know, somebody say something, they take you to a... That's how I keep you from going crazy. Because some people don't have nothing to pull from.
That's right.
Do y'all understand that statistically, this is the first generation of adults that didn't grow up in church?
Mm-hmm. And they crazy.
Because they don't have a meter to go by. They don't have a answer sheet. You knew you could only do so much because your mama believed in going to church and your grandma and big mama was going to get you. If your mama was too lenient, they would chastise mama to get you. You got to do something with that baby because they were the most, they might have been illiterate naturally, but they were the most literally spirit people, literate spiritual people in the world. Because they could see that spirit in you. Now, they would say it sarcastically and messy, but they it was a spirit. That's his daddy in there. You're going to have to do something with that. And you talking about, you ain't going to talk about my baby like that. But that's the daddy mama. She had to stomp that out of him. So she see that spirit raising up again. You got to get him. Any questions, comments, concerns? I'm through. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't
want to leave. He didn't want to leave the region.
Okay. So you're saying that when he was, when they were inside of him, they were trying to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want Jesus to come and get them out of him. They wanted to stay.
They didn't mind leaving him.
They left him, but they wanted to stay
in the area.
Oh, okay.
Physical area.
Okay, stay in the physical area
to keep doing what they was assigned to do.
To get other people that come through there.
To do crazy stuff.
Okay.
Whatever that crazy stuff that he did that we don't know about.
Okay.
Because there's some stuff that we don't know about. Whatever their assignment was. They want to fulfill their assignment. Satan has your name, but it's on the itinerary, but it's not the only name on the list.
So everybody that could come through there that they can grab and get a hold to.
Anybody that's weak in that area, okay. They would have got.
Okay.
The best example I can give you of how demons work is generational curses. Mm-hmm. Your child grabs a hold of something that you did when you was a child that you don't know where they got that from because you tried to grow up and let that go. And other people see it in them before you see it. Mm-hmm. And then they tell you what it is and you be like, I used to do that. I don't know why they got that. Because it's something, it's a spirit. Now, if you like me, your mom probably beat it out of you, talked it out of you, whatever worked to get it to grow you up out of it. But if you don't recognize that demon, it grows up. I tell people all the time, Goliath was a baby at one time.
Yes, he
was. No, Goliath ain't learned how to talk no as the day that David threw a sling and a rock at him. He had been doing that for a while. Demons grow up. But yes, they like regions, they like areas. The best example I can give you is besides generational curses is really, really like organizations, like churches. Churches have spirits.
Yeah.
And you can tell different churches have different spirits. Mm-hmm. And you know what church you like to deal with? Because they come and they do like y'all. So when they come, you like, oh, they like us, they gonna. But then the church that come that's a ditty, you like, I don't know about them. They act funny. And it's when it's not they call kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. They don't normally mesh if they're not kindred. They're not, they don't have enough of an example to them that they don't mesh and it normally breaks apart.
Right.
So that's why he said, don't send me out of the region. I've done too much work here. To be, yes, sir.
You know, the enemy knows our weakness. You know, we all have been there. He knows all of our weakness, and he tempts all of us. But I think one understand that region.